I flipping love you guys. Ah, oh, I love it. I love it. I love listening to you lot on Audio Boo. You are brilliant. Really, you make me feel like I belong to part of something. I'm just, you know, I've got my Downcast playing. I'm listening to a series of boos by somebody called Raquel G. And I don't really know much about this person. I guess she must have followed me and I followed her back, because that's the sort of thing I do on Audio Boo. And I'm listening to her now, and she's talking about social media and technology and social networking, and she mentions accessibility, and then I realise, okay, she's a visually impaired individual. I must have met her through, or she must have found me through RJNet or whatever. And then she talks about Stefano Landi, and then she talks about Top Gold, about Bernie Goldback, and I'm just thinking, oh wow, isn't it? I just love the fact that there's a community of people that are almost randomly selected, that I connect with. You know, people. So, have someone in Ireland, an American in Ireland, and an American in America, and a Canadian in Canada, and an Irishman in Ireland, and an Englishman in Ireland, and a Scotsman in Scotland, and it's just, and we all, you know. And I've got an email from Steph talking about my Behringer mixer, a comment conversation with Bernie at the same time about one of his boos, and we're all listening to each other, and we're all talking to each other, and we're all connecting with each other. Connecting. And how on earth did we find each other? I don't know. It's kind of some kind of common interests, common temperaments. I don't know. There's some connection there that completely transcends geography, topology, and even time zones. I just love it. I love it. And then I'm listening to Paul Omani and Roger Overall talking, and they're having one of their conversations, and two great friends, absolutely great friends, talking about iPads and how Microsoft are suddenly going to be cooler than Apple. And but just to listen to the way they interact with each other, Paul is doing his sometimes trick of asking naive questions deliberately, and you can hear the smile on Roger's face, because he knows that Paul is asking him naive questions, but that Paul is doing it deliberately. Paul knows a lot more than he's asking, or that he's positioning himself when he asks the question. But you can hear Roger smiling, because you can hear he knows he's in on the trick. He knows that Paul asking these naive questions, it produces gems. It produces absolute gems in the conversation. And, you know, I've never met these two guys, and or any of the people that I've talked about, apart from RJNet, the witty RJNet. I have met him, but it's just lovely to be able to just hear people, you know, RJNet talking to his mate Mark down the pub, and listening to Paul and Roger talking to each other, and listening to Stefano and Raquel G talking to it. I just love it. It's great. It's absolutely marvellous. It's a connection of brains. It's great.